So with the improvement that we've seen in corn sales recently, and I'm using that in a broad spectrum term, with the improvement that we've seen, we're pretty well getting back to where we need to be. So if we were to run even just 20% below normal at this point through the end of the marketing year at the end of August, we'll only miss the USDA's goal by 16 million bushels. Now, in the past, we've talked about this, and we've been somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 to 200 or 300 to 400. Well, we've made some changes since then, and the USDA has adjusted or lowered the bar. But at this point, it is important to note that we are fairly close to where the number is at actually right now. So that is something good to look at. On the soybean side of things, we do still have some issues here. Probably looking at maybe missing the USDA's goal by roughly 50 to 100 million bushels, probably, you know, throw the number in the middle and say 70 million bushels. Obviously, that leans us to the negative side, but you do have a tighter ending stock situation on the soybeans. So it does give you a reason to think that we could absorb that disappointment a little bit better because it is still fairly tight.